Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here like hooking the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. Ye who had injury. Ye who had.
King Derek the fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have two as brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now. You got to be a trendsetter. 14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah,
hey,
you're dumb.
Now. Hey, now. I sent you guys.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
I have done five nights. I mean, I think it's five out of six nights in NHL parlay. There were 25 total picks. So I think one was six, one was four, the other three were five. I missed one on every one of them. Every one of them. And Edmonton twice. You win, FanDuel. No, wait. No, I'm not giving up. I'm not a quitter.
You can't.
I'm just not a quitter. And tonight, you can bet IO.
You can.
So how do I do that?
So you'll click on the Bulls-Cavs game, and it'll be player props, similar
player
to NFL.
Prop. Okay.
So last I saw, his point total was set at over under 11.5.
Okay.
His point, rebound, and assists, which Trevor and I have already fired off on, is over under 19.5. So a guy that... is going to have the ball in his hands more. Certainly stacked the stat sheet on Monday against the Nuggets with 11 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. So get a well-rounded effort out of him tonight against the Cavs.
I got to bet this.
That could...
I'm going to have to do this the first commercial break because that's a 6 p.m. tip-off.
Down to 18.5 right now.
Oh, going the other way.
So we just get, 12 points. As I literally say that, they changed back to 19.5. So clearly FanDuel is tapped in.
They are listening.
Listening.
Okay.
As we recommend this play.
Listen, the way that I lose at FanDuel, I don't doubt for a second that there is a mic somewhere on me.
Isn't it amazing?
And FanDuel's listening. And knowing exactly what I bet. I know everybody out there says the same thing. So I'll do that. Now, can I bet points and then separately bet points, rebounds, assists?
Of course.
Okay. I mean, let's just go for a big night out of IO. Of course, if it was in Chicago, I'd feel better.
That's true.
But then again, he'll just...
That was the guy that played pretty well on the road at Michigan.
Oh, that's true.
As Avery Simpson. Played well at Wisconsin.
Speaking of IO, there's going to be an IO jersey night. Now, I don't think this means they're handing out IO jerseys to Illinois fans. This isn't the Cardinals.
No, but similarly, if FanDuel's listening to us, maybe the athletic department says, hey, it'd be a good idea to hand out... IO jerseys as well, because he's going to have his jersey honored and lifted up into the rafters January 6th at home against Maryland.
They're probably like, hey, SJ Broadcasting, if you want to go ahead and purchase
fit that bill.
15,000 jerseys, we'll gladly hand one to every kid that goes, or every person that walks in.
Fair enough. That's going to be a really cool scene.
When is that again?
January 6th.
And they play?
Maryland.
Okay. I wonder if he's back.
He's going to be there.
Yeah, of course he's going to be there.
He's going to return and be there for the ceremony. So that's cool, working out with his NBA schedule. First player since D. Brown.
Oh, wow.
To have his jersey go up there. Obviously, you had D., Darren, and Luther all in the rafters. Brian Cook, Frank Williams. But it's been a while since Illinois had one.
Is there a list of every jersey that's hanging in the rafters?
Got it in front of me.
Can you just go through it? And I know that there's going to be names that you don't know. There's going to be names that I probably am like, But I'd love to hear some of the old school Johnny Redker and all of that. Yep. So I'll let you. I think this is kind of interesting to do this. And by the way, before we get out of here, we're going to whip around the NFL, talk a little bit about Soldier Field and what occurred there this past weekend.
So in chronological order, starting with the most recent, you got D. Brown, Darren Williams, Luther Head, Brian Cook, Frank Williams, Deion Thomas, Kendall Gill, Nick Anderson, Kenny Battle, Ken Norman, Bruce Douglas.
I've met all these guys so far.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's
how cool
awesome.
Is it working in TV and radio for part of your life? You don't make any money.
Who's the coolest of the ones I've just putting you on the spot with that one?
D. Brown.
There you go.
Yeah.
So after
he jumped on my shoulders, I told you that. When he was a freshman, yeah. And Brian Cook was like, oh, these freshmen.
After Bruce Douglas, you got Derek Harper, Eddie Johnson, Nick Weatherspoon, Jim Dawson, Don Freeman.
Yeah, he was really good.
So now we're into the mid-60s.
Okay.
Tal Brody.
Yeah.
Skip Thorin.
Israel. Yep.
Dave Downey.
Dave Downey scored. He's got the all-time leading points scored in a game for Illinois.
Single game scoring record, 53 points at Indiana.
At Indiana.
February
1963. Nice.
Jerry Colangelo.
Oh.
Manny Jackson. Governor Vaughn?
Yeah. He was really good.
Must be if his name's Governor.
Does it have his point totals?
He played with the Harlem Globetrotters, too.
Yeah. He and did Manny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Governor Vaughn scored over 1,000 points. He finished with 1,001 career points, which still ranks in the top 50 all time.
I think in 3 years only. I think he only played 3 years.
Hmm. Johnny Red Kerr, oof. Rod Fletcher, Don Sunderlidge,
mm-hmm.
Bill Eckerson, Dyke Edelman.
I don't know Bill Eckerson. Dyke Edelman is like considered the best athlete that ever played at Illinois. Like all, I mean, you know, Red Grange and such, don't get me wrong, but Dyke Edelman lettered in like, he's got the longest punt, I think, ever in high school, Illinois high school. He's from Centralia.
It's literally written in the scores, or not scores, the media guide. Thank you. You're not too far removed from the beat.
Right.
You can correct me when I'm getting this wrong.
Still remember the media guide that weighs 400 pounds.
The greatest athlete in University of Illinois history after earning 11 letters, basketball, football, and track during his Illini career.
Man, that's awesome. I was thinking he played baseball, but I guess he didn't. What's wrong with you, Dyke?
Further back,
well, they still give, of course, the Dyke Edelman Award to the best male athlete. So.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Walt Kirk, Gene Vance, Andy Phillips.
Gene Vance was on, I believe, the Whiz Kids.
Yes, he was a Whiz Kid.
Okay.
Bill Happick,
mm-hmm.
Chuck Carney, Ray Woods. And then you have four honored coaches. You got Lou Henson, Harry Combs, Doug Mills, and Ralph Jones.
Okay. Wow. That's so cool. And now you're going to get IO January 6th on that banner. Or that banner up in the, what am I trying to
say? Up in the rafters.
Thank you.
Yep.
I remember growing up as a kid and I'd go into Assembly Hall then. And in my entire life until I got a press pass, I never had a great seat at Assembly Hall. I never did. So I was always up in C. And not only was I in C, I was like in the top four rows, right? I mean, it was one of those. And I can remember
nothing wrong with that.
No. And I, as a child, as my 10-year-old Lante, I'd walk up there, and during the game, I would at some point I'd look up at those catwalks or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how creepy is that? Like, people walk on those?
Pretty crazy.
Would you walk on those?
I'm kind of afraid of heights.
I wonder if there's somebody listening to our show that actually has been up there. Like adjusting the lights or, you know, during concerts, they've got to do different things. But I'm not kidding you. And, of course, you know how, like, when you're really young and you go into your church, like the Camarga United Methodist Church, I'd go in there and it looked like it was the size of, like, Wembley Stadium or, the new Cowboys Stadium. It was just huge to me. And then now when I go back to the Camargo Church, it's still I love that place. It's just not as big, right? Because I'm bigger. But I'll just never forget sitting up there looking up at that catwalk going, who in the world gets up in that thing and how do they even get there? But of course, there's like a walk that you, little steps that go up to, well, that'll be awesome. And then Kofi will be next, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Who's because after part of that? The criteria, you either have to be National Player of the Year, National Basketball Hall of Fame, an Olympian, Big Ten Player of the Year, consensus first or second team All-American. Illinois All-Century team members are up there, or they have this little other category where it says individual whose pioneering efforts made a significant impact on Illinois or international basketball.
Okay.
By definition.
Tal Brody.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
By definition, Io, consensus first team All-American last year. Kofi was also second team consensus All-American. So he's already solidified that he will be up there when his playing career is done.
Andrew says, I'm driving home currently and thought about the catwalk, and it gave me the heebie-jeebies, and I almost ran off the road. The most notable missing is Kiwan Garris, right?
Yes.
That's what I think most Illinois fans would love to see, Kiwan Garris number up. Now, Lucas Johnson has told me that he should be up there, and I've always just looked him in the face and said, Lucas, I don't agree with that, but if you are, you know, vehement about that thought, you know, and of course he would always start laughing, but I think Kiwan was the guy. So Kofi will be next. Who would be after that?
It's a good question.
It'd be,
I mean, most people would, prior to this year, and I think that some would still say Curbelo.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I wonder if there's a player that will eventually make the all, or no, the all-century team's already been announced. What am I thinking? I'm thinking Hall of Fame when they do the Hall of Fame. That's not a criteria. So, well, yeah, I could see a Curbelo. How about my guy? I want an Indiana.
Nominating Luke Goody.
I want an Indiana kid up in that rafters, and I want to, that'd be awesome. I think it's cool that he wears number 10.
That's pretty cool.
He might have to have a pretty solid game against Arizona with his size.
Yeah, true.
But he didn't play much at Iowa. And I think we talked about this yesterday. I think Brad Underwood, you know, he got that little rotation of six guys going and said, hey, if it ain't broke, I ain't fixing it. I know that's terrible grammar there on purpose. But, you know, I mean, it's like these six are doing the job. You keep doing it. Now, luckily, they'll have some time to rest here before this next game against Arizona. I went into the break asking you or saying that you would maybe, and it's not like you know the schedule every day, but are they taking some time off this week, or is it one of those where they're back in the practice and this is what Brad Underwood loves?
Now, I know that based on, you know, NCAA rules and everything, I think just in general, I'm sure there's been a day off mixed in here this week, but I would imagine it's mostly practicing most days. And then I don't know the U of I final schedule, but I think next week is why you have that built-in game against Arizona, then not another game until the following Saturday. So I bet they're heavy finals next week.
Makes sense.
And otherwise, it's just kind of the natural practice lead-up this week.
Okay. Craig said Sergio on the U of I Atlantic Lake text line. Old Sergio McLean. I told you, I ran into him in a football game. Coming out of the bathroom where the pee wall is. He wasn't in there. I was. And then I came out, ran into Serge. He's a great kid. A 217 said, my dad worked for FNS and had to walk on that catwalk as an engineer to make sure that the cable was strong enough to hold the new scoreboard when they renovated. I mean,
I would hope the cable was strong enough.
Can you imagine the pressure of that job? Like, seriously, I know his dad is probably a brilliant man.
Yeah.
But, like, can you imagine the idea of, like, okay, so my job today is to make sure this cable can hold this scoreboard that could actually fall and tear up the entire court.
Mm.
Or if they're playing.
Yeah, that would be, you know, that'd be a nightmare.
No thanks. No thanks. Thankfully, people like the 217's dad and the moms out there, thankfully there are smart people in the world. And then there's people that do a radio show. I mean, but I'm not saying that about you. You're smarter than me.
No, I accept that.
I just would not want that on my plate at all. All right, so January 6th, Io will get his jersey, and he will be here. That's awesome, man. That is so cool. And one of these days, of course, you're going to be seeing, will he still be starting when you go Tuesday? Probably.
I'm hoping so.
I mean, your wife couldn't have nailed that any better.
I know.
The only thing she could have nailed was the, well, no, you couldn't have because you were at Iowa.
Oh, his first career start.
Yeah, she couldn't have done that. I'm guessing she looked ahead and, you know, kind of compared when Illinois games are. Yeah, she nailed that because it, oh, man, that's
pretty excited.
Mm-hmm. Randy said, am I going to get, Lon, are you going to get your guy Luke Goody for Christmas? You're going to get him something special. Now, people did send to me that.
Not just your guy, your boy.
My boy.
That was intentional.
Oh, get your boy. Oh, I see what you're saying. Hans sent me a thing that at a local department store around here, they've got Arizona Cardinal. What do you call those?
Beanies?
Not a beanie. Just the traditional, it's got like the little thing on top. Just the, what am I trying to say? A stocking cap.
Stocking cap, yeah.
They've got those. Maybe I could get Luke Goody an Arizona Cardinals stocking cap. Do you think he would find that cool?
I don't know.
I think I'm
going to
pass.
I don't think it would be a conflict. He might be a Colts fan.
Sure. Well, that's
true.
Might
not be worrying too much about.
Maybe I'll get like Tyler Underwood, a Cardinal one, and say, hey, this is the new Chiefs. I think I'd find that here at the radio station the next day saying thanks, but no thanks on that one. All right, 359-2255. If you want to weigh in, 217-359-2255. When we come back, you want to whip around the NFL?
Let's do that.
Let's do it. It is The Drive.
Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi. A delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign Urbana Bottling Company.
Merle Norman is culminating a 90th anniversary year and ringing in the festive season with a legendary color collection. Look for shimmering gold and silver celebration shadow quads and three show-stopping plush lipsticks recreated from iconic golden age of Hollywood reds. Shop the limited gift edition legendary color collection while supplies last at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road, Champaign, Illinois. Follow us at the Champaign Merle Norman on Facebook.
Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi. A delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign Urbana Bottling Company. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Banco Overhead Door boasts over a decade of experience in garage door sales, installation, and service. They pride themselves on fast, friendly, and professional assistance for all customers. You can trust the licensed and professional team at Banco. And Banco is the only company in a 100-mile radius with a garage door showroom. Go visit their location and shop door options that meet your needs at 214 South Lake of the Woods Road in Mahomet, or you can view options online at bancodoor.com. That's B-A-N-K-C-O Door.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This holiday season, check off your shopping list with Cardinals 5 and 10 game ticket packs. These multi-game packs are the best way to secure your seats to all of 2022's high-demand games, including opening day, Yankees and Cubs weekends, legendary player tributes, and more. Give the gift of baseball to all the fans on your list. Ticket packs start at just $59. On sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
college basketball season is finally here. Gear up to support your Fighting Illini basketball team at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. From basketball jerseys to t-shirts and NIL merchandise, Game Day Spirit is the one-stop shop for all Illini basketball fans this season. Shop with them in-store in Champaign at the corner of Neal and Kirby, in Campus Town at the corner of 6th and Green, or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
Why is Jet's Pizza different? It's a Detroit-style pizza dough made fresh daily. It's her fresh, hand-grated mozzarella cheese straight off the mozzarella cheese blocks. It's her incredible sauces and spices and the taste and aroma of Jet's Pizza. If you want flash frozen cheese off the trucks, call the other guys. Jet's Pizza, handmade fresh and delicious every time. Jet's Pizza. Discover the difference. Round Barn Center and Green and Neal in Champaign or jetspizza.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Let's go. It is time to whip around the NFL. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. He's Derek Piper. No Trevor Valise today, so we don't have him steering us through this. Before we get out of here, we're going to talk about a couple of Big Ten games tonight that are happening.
Should.
And maybe a parlay.
Oh.
That we may be putting together.
Trevor has recommended one for Io tonight.
And I it's pretty intriguing. Love it. So that'll come before the end of the show. Let's go around the NFL. Do you even remember when the Cowboys beat the Saints 27-17?
Not really.
New Orleans has lost five straight games in a season for the first time in the Sean Payton era. Is it Tony Pollard? He's really fast and really good. Yeah. Zeke is beat up. He's got the bone bruise. Can the Cowboys make some hay in the playoffs if Zeke Elliott is not 100% healthy?
I think they still can because Tony Pollard's that good.
Yep.
And they have the weapons in the passing game, although we haven't seen consistency out of Dak here of late.
Yeah.
That's been a problem for them.
Agree.
I know because QBR right now is 18th.
Of course, Amari was hurt. He's slowly coming back. True. Made a great catch. C.D. Lamb missed a game. They're without, Michael Gallup was playing.
Michael Gallup's playing, yep.
So that hurt a little bit.
Dalton Schultz is a good tight end.
Yeah. But you're right about Dak.
He's just been really up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't good in that Kansas City game. We're only threw for 200 yards and two picks.
Yeah.
Dallas has just come back down to earth a little bit, but mm-hmm. I still ultimately like them because I think their defense is still pretty good, and then they have enough weapons offensively to figure it out.
They play the Cardinals in a couple of weeks. That'll be a fun game in Dallas in Irving or wherever the heck it is now. Used to be in Irving.
Jerry World.
Did you ever see that on the Monday night or the Thursday night game when they took the drone? Yeah, the drone through there.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, man, you've got to YouTube that. It was so cool. All right, the Dolphins have won five straight, 20-9 over the Giants, the Colts.
The Dolphins have won five straight?
They've won five straight. They started the season 1-7. You know who's been really good for them? You know who's been really good is Jalen Waddle. He doesn't catch a pass over 5 yards, but he gets 9 to 10 catches a game. It's been pretty good for them. The Colts.
Yeah, he's tied for second in the league in receptions.
Is he? Yeah. And I've got him on my bench. That's how good I am. I did
win. Knowing stats, but
I know
wide receiver
only because he's on my bench. That's it. All right, Colts 31 zip over the Texans. First shutout on the road for Indy since 1992.
Where are you at with the Colts right now?
I was graduating college back then. I was about ready to ask you. They're 7-6. I don't know. Carson Wentz just doesn't really do it for me. Pittman's been really good. There's a little bit of a resurgence coming out of T.Y. Hilton right now.
Yep.
And, of course, they're running back. Taylor from Wisconsin. Is it
Jonathan Taylor's Jonathan. A monster here of late.
I was about to say Justin, but he's in Muhammad. Yeah, he has been.
Steamrolling the Bills earned some respect from me here of late. They were in that game against Tampa. It's not like they got blown
Taylor
out.
Taylor had 5 touchdowns in that Bills game.
Yep.
I was going against him that week.
I'm with you, though. I still won't ultimately trust them late, like when you get to postseason play because of Carson Wentz.
That's fair. And the Texans are 2-10. We just spent a lot of time on a Colts-Texans game.
I know.
The Vikings lose to the Lions. Detroit is 1-10-1. Are you happy for
off
Detroit?
Off the schneid.
Yeah, off the schneid.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's a bad loss for the Vikings.
Really bad.
Yeah, I mean.
Completely, they're done.
You know where the Vikings are now? They're in that little spot that the Cardinals and the Bears normally are.
Oh, the in the hunt, even though you're not really in the hunt. We're even out of the hunt now.
How many times
when the season's over?
Turns cold and the leaves are falling and it's Sunday morning and you're ready for football and it's a little chilly and it's like, here's the division leaders, here's the wild card, and here's who's in the hunt. The Arizona Cardinals at 4-6. I'm like, no, we're not. Well, this year we are.
The Bears are in the... Their fans are watching Christmas movies while they're on television.
Hallmark movies.
Oh, never.
I've never watched a Hallmark movie. Never. And you know me, I am as Christmassy as anybody you've ever met, and I've never watched a Hallmark
movie. My wife's watching them a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I always ask, like, so what's the circumstance this... woman's through to then find this guy. And
oh, boy.
Who she, just she recently to divorced. Town. He moves to town. Right. Same script. I don't get it.
I was down at our farm, and I'm looking for something to watch one night, and my mom has, like, 40 of those things saved. And I'm like, no. I'll watch Dateline.
Guess it makes people feel good.
I agree. Yeah, and, you know, good for them. Good for them. Eagles over the Jets, 33-18. Philadelphia's 12-0 all-time versus the Jets. It's the most wins without a loss in any all-time series. The Jets have never beaten the Eagles.
Wow.
That's kind of funny, actually. I don't know about the Eagles either. Their kicker, Jake Elliott, got me 14 points. Thank you, Jake.
That was a battle of backups because Gardner Minshew had to play for the Eagles in that one.
That's right. Looked pretty good. His dad was at that game. I saw a thing on Twitter. Cardinals over the Bears. Cardinals are 7-0 on the road this year, and they've won each game by 10-plus points. That's pretty good.
10-2. Battling through this stretch where Kyler had been out for a number of games and Hopkins not being fully healthy.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Remember a time, I think Carson Palmer was the quarterback, and the Cardinals went into New England, and it was cold and rainy, and they got beat like 33-0. And I was fearful of that game at Soldier Field because of the conditions. The Cardinals just don't play those kind of conditions. And they looked like Alex Smith said the other day, they looked like the Midwest team. Although the Bears did a pretty good job running the football.
We stink.
Yeah, they're not very good. All right, Chargers over the Bengals. Chargers had 6 sacks in that game. Not that you care. Both teams 7-5. Who do you feel could go further, Chargers or Bengals? And both quarterbacks in the same draft class, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. Which quarterback would you rather have?
Oh.
Which one? No, I couldn't answer that. I don't know.
That's hard.
Because they're both really good.
I'd be thrilled with either one.
I'll tell you this, though. Are the Bengals ever good? They are now with Joe Burrow. They're pretty good.
It's true.
I think that tells me right there that he's a niche above Justin Herbert.
Hard to argue with that.
Not much, but I like Joe Burrow.
I love Joe Burrow. Herbert was in the MVP conversation early, and then they kind of fell off. Yeah. Now they're kind of making a resurgence, and That's a really good question, though. That's tough.
You know,
this kind of shows the ebbs and flows of the NFL, though. Yeah. Like, the Bengals smack the Steelers.
I know.
And they go back home, and they're dominated in that game. I know they rallied and made it tight, and the Chargers pulled away, but...
I'm logging into FanDuel. You know who I don't like? T. Higgins. He's crushing my Ja'Marr Chase.
Chase is he's cooled got, off.
You're not betting that anymore.
No, I have not bet that in a while.
Buccaneers over the Falcons, 30-17. Well, get this. Oh, Tom Brady is 10-0 against Atlanta, including the playoffs. You could probably... Can you imagine his stat or his record against every team?
Oh, my gosh.
Is there a team that
the Giants.
Yeah.
Because Eli Manning beat him twice in the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Other than that, I will say that he already cashed. I bet on his over passing touchdowns for the season. Cashed this past weekend, and there's still five games left in the season.
How much cash have you won off the Buccaneers in the last 2 years? Yeah, you don't have to say.
Yeah, pretty good to me.
The Jaguars lose to the Rams 37-7. It's the largest win since 2018. That's weird, too, because this year's been a lot of lopsided victories. You normally don't see that in the NFL, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong. That football team out of Washington.
All of a sudden getting hot.
Defeated the Raiders 17-15, both those teams 6-6. The Raiders are just Raidering. I never trust the Raiders.
No.
Derek Carr is like the perfect quarterback for that organization because I never really trust Derek Carr. Like, let me tell you my two Derek Carr stories, can I? Please. You were part of one of them. Last year, you remember in the playoffs of fantasy, I needed a quarterback because my quarterback got hurt. And that game, it was a Thursday night game, and Derek Carr was available. And I told you and Trevor, I'm going to pick Derek Carr up tonight because I'm going to be watching the game. And if you recall, on like the third snap of the game, he scrambled to the right and pulled a hamstring or something. He pulled his butt and was out for the game, and it cost me. So then this year, Derek Carr is my backup quarterback behind Matthew Stafford, who's been really good. So Stafford finally gets to a bye week. One stinking time, I need Derek Carr. Now, in our league, it is not uncommon for a quarterback to get you 50 points. Derek Carr got me like 23 points that day. And Darren Waller is my tight end, who's now, I'm not a big fan of the Raiders right now. Steelers over the Ravens, 20-19. What is up with the Ravens? They're 8-4.
I'm not a big Ravens guy. Trevor and I have talked about this really throughout the season, and it's been hard because Lamar has a lot of times put up big numbers. He's just limited. He's limited as a passer. He's 16th in the league in QBR, so obviously not in that. People have been peddling that MVP conversation, and maybe not as much recently because he threw four picks against the Browns and then struggled against the Steelers. It's just a guy that I don't ultimately trust.
Yeah, which is weird because if I said to you let's say the Bears were good, and you're playing Baltimore this week, isn't there part of you that is fearful of Lamar Jackson and his ability to take off and run or just how athletic he is? Remember his freshman year in college?
At Louisville?
Is that his freshman year? Garrett McGee was his offensive coordinator, right?
He sure let people know that he had him under his tutelage.
What's your name, son? Keyshawn Vaughn?
Yeah.
You don't look to be a very good running back. You're not going to play much.
I don't trust the Ravens.
No, I don't either. The Niners lose to the Seahawks.
Or anybody that Lovie Smith hires as their coordinator.
I still kind of like Hardy Nickerson. Just because he was El Dragon. The Niners lost to the Seahawks. Can I say something? Earlier when the season started, I was all about whining about how Arizona's in the toughest division in football. It's not fair to anybody else. You know, you people, all of you that are not Cardinals fans have life so good. This isn't fair. And now the Seahawks, I mean, Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson are done. They're done. And the 49ers, Garoppolo, I thought would be a lot better. I hate to say that about a Eastern Illinois kid, but
I know.
I don't know about
Niners
him.
Niners fans are really awaiting the turn to Trey Lance.
Yes.
It will be in full formation going into next season.
Amen.
Is Pete Carroll going to be fired?
I don't know. He's done a lot for them.
He has.
But I think his act would wear on me.
I could see that for sure.
By the way, Wilson, 17-4 career record against San Francisco, including the playoffs. Most wins versus any opponent. That's pretty impressive because there's been some good San Francisco teams in his time as the quarterback. 17-4. He was a hell of a quarterback. He's still pretty good, but
he was horrible in that game against Colt McCoy and the Cardinals 2 weeks ago.
He was. Of course, I would say. No, I'm kidding. You're right.
No, you're right.
No,
Cardinals
he was.
Defense has something to do.
He was. Chiefs over the Broncos. The Chiefs all of a sudden are starting to win games. They've won 12 straight, by the way, against Denver. 22-9. Chiefs now 8-4.
Here's what's interesting about the way they're winning games. They beat the Broncos and held the Broncos to 9 points. They beat the Cowboys, held the Cowboys to 9 points.
Really?
Beat the Raiders, held them to 14.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, this Chiefs defense that looked like the worst in the NFL,
they're getting healthy again.
Starting to get healthy, start to figure it out, because we still haven't seen outside of 1 5 touchdown game against the Raiders from Mahomes. He hasn't really broken through yet. That offense hasn't hit their stride still, which could either be scary or
yeah,
or maybe you're like, is it going to happen this year?
You know, since Von Miller had like 84 sacks in a Super Bowl and Peyton Manning threw for 28 yards. And the Broncos won a Super Bowl. Ever since then, does 6-6 Denver, does that just spell Denver? You know, they've never been awful, but they just are just kind of in the same middling territory of drafting Northern Illinois quarterbacks. What was his name? Didn't they draft the quarterback that was at Northern?
Did they?
Maybe I'm saying that.
I don't know. I can remember. Obviously, they had Brock Osweiler. They had Drew Locke from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the quarterback from Northern? We'll need some help on the text line.
He was a runner. Like, he ran.
Mm.
Yeah, we need help.
Remember Garrett Wolf from Northern Illinois?
Now, when this guy's name is, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Somebody will help us out. 359-2255. You may just have to Google it. I mean, we could do that, or we could be lazy and ask our listeners. I lean more towards being lazy because I want to know people are listening. Let me see here. Oh, and then the Patriots beat the Bills in one of the weirdest games I've ever seen. Fewest pass attempts in a win by any team since 1974. The fact that that is not the fewest pass attempts in the history of the history is beyond me. They threw the ball 3 times. Do you know that Kyler Murray only threw the ball 15 times against the Bears? And Kingsbury today came out. He was funny today. He came out and said, well, I was taking a lot of heat from my wide receivers until that game. And he's like, now I looked at all of them and I said, hey, you guys ought to be happy with 15. The Titans, the Panthers, the Browns, and the Packers all on a bye.
Hmm. So one note on the Patriots. They're now in line to be the one seed in the AFC, which absolutely figure that one out.
Jordan Lynch. Thank you,
Jordan
Jim.
Lynch.
And Russ. Mm. Wasn't he at Northern?
Jordan Lynch was at Northern.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's him. Okay. Thank you, guys.
But now the Patriots are back to this.
It's annoying. And now I've heard the talk about Brady versus the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I don't even know if I'd watch that.
How would Brady not?
I would. You're right.
Beat them. They can't win a shootout.
No.
I'm still skeptical. Yeah, they've won 7 in a row. But
if Belichick gets back to a Super Bowl, I mean, let's be honest. We elevated Brady over Belichick, right, because of last year?
Sure.
If Belichick gets back to a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback, Mac Jones, do you elevate him back even with Brady? Like, in the argument of,
yeah, I mean,
why did they win so much? Was it Brady or Belichick? I mean, I guess you could easily go, well, it was both of them.
The answer was always both, right? And early on, to that point, it's kind of like gotten back to early Brady years where he wasn't lighting the world on fire by any means. Was he really clutch?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But they leaned a lot on their defense, their running game, just kind of the the program, you would say, like, program guy, whatever.
Right, right.
Game manager. Like, Brady was more so of that earlier on, and they're doing that, like, early 2000s mold Patriots instead of got Wes Welker and Moss, and when they had Edelman, like, they're not throwing it all over the yard. Mac Jones, though, has played significantly. I mean, he's on a good team, but he's significantly the best rookie quarterback in the league over Lawrence, over Fields.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying that's going to be long term, but it's usually we see a couple of these guys click, and he's really been the only one that's gotten anything going consistently.
That's fair. Ryan says Jordan Lynch never played at Denver. I thought he did. Can you Wikipedia Jordan Lynch real quick and give me his professional stats? I don't care about his stats, just where he played. Why did I think he played?
He's on the Bears in 2014. In the Edmonton Eskimos, 2015 and 16.
Man, I was way off. Is there a way to Wikipedia Denver Bronco quarterbacks in the last 5 years or whatever? Maybe there's another guy I'm thinking of. We need to pay Wikipedia.
They're asking for donations every time I go
on
there.
Carp paid him the other day. Made sure to tweet at me.
All right. I got their starting quarterbacks the last couple of years.
Here we go.
Bridgewater this year, Drew Lock, Jeff Driscoll, Brett Ripon, Kendall Hinton, Joe Flacco, Brandon Allen, Case Keenum, Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch.
Ah, that's what it is. That's who I'm thinking of.
Paxton Lynch from Memphis.
Okay. I got all confused there. Kind of bails me out a little. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, kind of like the way Peyton Manning bailed. What's his name? John Elway out of figuring this quarterback thing out. Because other than that, he's been horrible.
He really has. That's funny. Oh, a 217 just said, you're thinking of Paxton Lynch. All right, let's take a break. I'm glad we could throw out all that wisdom to everybody on our NFL wisdom. When we come back, we will chat some Big Ten basketball tonight.
Two games tonight and a Big Ten.
Parlay. By the way, 217 said, fade Nebraska, Omaha. That's the same team. And North Dakota basketball all year. Their records against the spread are both awful. I can't imagine two teams would ever be a favorite in any game. But maybe they are. Nebraska, Omaha. When we come back, Derek will tell you who the head coach of Nebraska, Omaha is.
What a tease.
Well, that'll keep him here.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
I'm Robin Lindemeyer. I'm the Director for Women's and Children's Services for OSF, part of Mary Medical Center. People ask, is OSF still delivering babies? And absolutely we are. A lot of work has gone into establishing that practice in a short amount of time, but I think we've done a phenomenal job. OSF reacted quickly and established our own OSF Medical Obstetrics and Gynecology Clinic so that there would be no changes to our patient care. OSF builds their care around providing the greatest care and love for patients. In our unit, we are a level 2+ nursery, so we have the capability with our neonatology coverage that covers 24/7 to provide care for babies who are 30 weeks and greater. We are also able to care for women who have complications or regular pregnancies, and we do that in collaboration with, you know, the maternal fetal medicine and also with nursing staff that has been trained to care for those patients. If you need any more details on anything, reach out to osfhealthcare.org for extra information.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champagne. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sierra Champagne, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sierra Champagne. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit SierraChampagne.com, SierraChampagne.com, and look at 500 cars.
Drew and Jonathan Scott here to tell you that with the American Family Insurance Home Quote Tool, you can easily design a customized policy for your dream home right from the comfort of your couch.
And fun paint fact, there are over 150 shades of white, like Hello White, Fluffy Bunny, Eggshell.
They get it. Explore the AmFam Home Quote Tool at amfam.com/home to learn more about your policy coverage options. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Products not available in every state.
It's here. Champaign-Urbana Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company will deliver to your home in Champaign-Urbana and Savoy. Just go to PepsiHomeDelivery.com and get started. PepsiHomeDelivery.com provides free, no-contact home delivery if you live in Champaign-Urbana and Savoy for residential sales only. They also offer free curbside pickup at their Champaign warehouse on Anthony Drive. Champaign-Urbana Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company will deliver in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. Go to PepsiHomeDelivery.com and get started.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
If you need carpeting, tile, hardwood, you'll find it at Neverman Floor Artisans. Sit down with their experienced design team, and they'll be happy to guide you through the process of any home design renovation from start to finish. They have the knowledge and the experience to bring your dream to life and give you the luxury living space you've always wanted. Let them show you what the Neverman difference really means. Off Route 45, 9 miles south of Champaign in Tolono. Or visit them online at Neverman. NevermanFloorArtisans.com.
All right, pipes and tay. What do we got in the college basketball world tonight? I could lead you in like this. Time for a commercial.
Very fitting.
Brad Davison on tonight.
Brad Davison and the Badgers at home against Indiana. 6 p.m. in Madison.
That's a pretty good game. Is that on ESPN?
BTN.
BTN, okay.
Wisconsin favored by 4.5.
At Wisconsin. I think Indiana wins that.
I would bet Indiana.
I would, too.
I'd take the points.
I would, too. And then what other game?
Michigan State on the road at Minnesota.
Do we need to do a little teaser?
No. You're a pro. You are,
hey,
a pro.
I did one of those round robin things the other day.
You know what a round robin is now?
Yep.
Wow.
I had a buddy show me how to do it.
What'd you think?
Well, I won all of them. So I'm one for one, and I'm going to stop there, essentially, because I didn't understand what the hell I was doing. And I'm like, thank God I won.
Multiple smaller parlays.
Okay. But you're spending more money than you would just a parlay.
Yeah, because you're doing like
three of them.
Built-in
okay.
Multiples. Yep.
It's not easy trying
it's
to.
Not, it's not easy gambling.
Learning Lon on how to gamble. So Michigan State's at Minnesota. That's probably an easy.
Sparty's favored by 7.
Okay. That's about it. That's about all I got today.
Minnesota's 7-0, but.
Are they?
They are.
Really?
Just won at Mississippi State. They won at Pitt in a really ugly game at Big Ten ACC Challenge. They're due for a loss. Okay. They will lose tonight.
Yeah.
Indiana and Wisconsin going to be a really good game.
Does Michigan State look pretty good? Have you seen them?
Yeah, for the most part, they look okay. Pretty darn good. They beat a good UConn team. Ultimately got blown out by Baylor, but I'm not going to fault them too much for that.
No. A lot of teams, that'll happen too. So, all right. We efforted Cody Westerlund today to talk IO. Maybe we'll see if he can do it tomorrow. And
he's going to want to talk about it after Io gets at least 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists, right? That parlay on FanDuel brought to you by Trevor Valise.
Boom.
At least 10 points, at least 6 rebounds, at least 6 assists would pay 18-1.
Wow. I know for me, $5 would get you 94. But it'd actually get you 89. So there you go. I had a little bonus $5 to spend because I can't ever win a hockey parlay, but I always lose one and they give me my money back. Isn't that nice of them?
It was nice. I played 42 minutes the other night. Probably play a lot tonight.
Yes.
DeRozan out, Kobe White out, Caruso out.
I'm going to watch the Bulls tonight. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I'm going to listen to it. What are they on? I don't even know what they're on. I'll find it.
I don't know.
All right, so you're going to effort maybe an Arizona guy to talk Cardinals.
Yeah, you want to talk to Sean Miller?
We could get an Arizona media guy to talk Cardinal football and Illinois, Arizona, but I'm not going to do that.
Double dip in there.
I'm not going to do that to everybody. Sorry, I ran out of...
You want to talk to Lute Olson?
Yeah, baby. Told you, I met him. Let's get out of here.
We should.
All right.
Everybody's supposed to.
Yeah, right. We're on time if we do it in 3 seconds.
Okay.
How about that? We're gone.
Goodbye.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
The Urbana Park District has winter ideas for first and second graders, for boys and girls who love to play co-rec basketball. At the Brookins Gym Saturday mornings from January 15th through February 26th, get in on this exciting instructional program. It has a smaller ball and a shorter basket, so your hoopster will have a blast. Register by the end of the year for a special discount. If you have any questions, call 217-255-8601. Register today at urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's HumbleHogBBQ.com.
Holidays are legendary at Merle Norman, and gift sets have arrived. Choose from legendary lashes for head-turning lashes, legendary skin for youthful-looking skin, and legendary cheek for rosy radiance. Sets come tied in ribbon and ready to check off your list. Shop limited edition gifts at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road, Champaign, Illinois. Follow us at the Champaign Merle Norman on Facebook.
When it comes to picking out a tile or hardwood floor, wouldn't it be nice to talk to someone who can advise you as to what to choose? It can be so difficult. At Neverman Floor Artisans, you can work with their experienced designers to make the perfect choice. That's what they do. They sit with you and go over everything. Why don't you visit Neverman Floor Artisans for your next project and discover the amazing and talented people and the great choices for tile and hardwood. Discover the Neverman difference. Neverman Floor Artisans, only 9 miles south of Champaign off Route 45 in Tolono. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and I will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask Him for His blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist in Champaign and Urbana.
You've probably heard the horror story.